I saw an article in the paper about the NYCLU and voter suppression efforts in Rensselaer County. Can you just fill us in? What is the issue there?
Well, the state just passed legislation that allows for early voting in counties across the state. And each county has to decide how many polling places they will offer for early voting and where they're going to place them. Rensselaer County has chosen, they selected two based upon their population. They have chosen two early voting sites, but the sites that they have chosen are outside the city of Troy, which happens to be the county seat and also the highest density of population, and also the higher density of people of color and other minorities. So we were concerned that they chose two polling sites, one of which is not accessible by public transportation at all, and both are in predominantly white neighborhoods. So the whole point of early voting was to enfranchise traditionally disenfranchised communities, and the county's efforts are to reflect early voting certainly are not complying with that desire. So we wrote to the Board of Elections requesting that they find a polling place in Troy, which they have failed to explain exactly why they haven't chosen one. There are also a lot of other community groups around the city of Troy that have been very active in trying to compel the Rensselaer County Board of Elections to choose these sites, as well as some, not just city officials, but groups outside like the NAACP. So other community groups are very interested in getting the city to, oh, and also the city council, I'm sorry, has asked that the county find polling sites within the city for early voting. They offered actually some funding for it, and we're hoping that the county would match funds, which they refused to do. So we're very interested in continuing negotiating with the counties to get them to recognize that early voting was meant to help disenfranchised voters vote, and that putting a polling place in Troy is essential to do that.
So if you ascribe the best possible motivations to the Board of Elections, what would their rationale be for having the places where they put them?
Well, there's very little rationale for where they've actually chosen to place them. We have suggested that they use the Board of Elections in downtown Troy, which is a regular polling place. It is handicapped accessible. It has all the necessary conditions to provide an adequate early voting place. So that will be part of our negotiations with the county to offer that. We may not be in time in our negotiations to do it for this fall's election process, but we certainly will try for the 2020 election cycle. There's also another aspect of suppression in voting in Rensselaer County, which I should mention, and that is that with the new passage of the state law that allows for driver's licenses to be offered to undocumented individuals, Rensselaer County has chosen, number one, to sue the state over this law, claiming that it is unconstitutional, and also has the county executive, along with the county clerk, have publicly declared that they will not abide by the law, or if they have to abide by the law, they are going to turn DMV records over to ICE. We know that turning those records over is not legal, and we will certainly confront the county if they do so, but we did submit a FOIL to find out exactly what their rationale was in doing so and to what kind of legal references they're referring that they think they're able to do this. And the county has not been able to respond with a legitimate reason for doing so and whether or not they are, in fact, going to do it. As a matter of fact, they've never even demonstrated that there has been any fraudulent voting on the part of people who are not documented, or even people who are documented, whether or not there's any fraud at all in the voting rolls at Rensselaer County. So we're skeptical. We know that we feel that the county is doing this to intimidate people. There can be no other reason to pronounced that they will be turning records over to ICE. It's merely a smokescreen to discourage people from registering to vote. So we have a lot of concerns. We'll be negotiating with the county. We've already started some discussions with them, and we hope that they will back off. This is not something that's American, not acceptable at all to be intimidating voters. And it does, in fact, intimidate regular voters, people who are documented and have been here for years and have been voting all along. There is still a chilling effect that the language that comes out of the county executive's office and the county clerk's office that intimidates even registered and regular voters. You know, when you feel as though you're going to be, whether the government is going to come down and actually scrutinize the polling places and look for people that they might be able to bring up on charges is just outrageous. So we want to stop that as much as we can.
Is this something that's only happening in Rensselaer County in New York State?
To our knowledge, the only they're the only county. There are two other counties that have entered the lawsuit to try and declare the driver's licenses by undocumented workers. And we'll see how that turns out, although we feel that the law has been written in such a way that it is not challengeable and we will prevail. The other two counties, I am not sure whether they've used intimidation tactics to the same extent that McLaughlin and the county clerk here in Rensselaer County have.
So the something about early voting. What actually is that? What does that mean?
Well, early voting, I think it's 8 days ahead of the actual date of voting. You have, well, in each county, they will be assigned by how many polling places will be determined by what the population of the county is. And, of course, the placement of those polling places are very important to make sure that traditionally disenfranchised voters are able to vote. And based upon the number of polling places, they will be open. There has to be evening hours and there has to be weekend hours incorporated, but each county can choose what days and times they're going to open. They are provided money by the state to do so. So people should look out for that. If they want to be able to vote, they can call their board of elections in the county, and they will be notified of where these polling places are, what the times are, and how they actually submit a ballot.
So Rensselaer County is predominantly Republican. The county executive is Republican, the clerk of courts. Presumably there's something about that you think is driving the resistance to early voting?
Yeah, and we're surprised, too, that the Democratic, of course, the Board of Elections is made up of an equal number of Democrats and Republicans, and it's a mystery to us as to why the Democratic candidates on that Board of Elections haven't been more vocal in resisting the assignment of the polling places being placed outside of the city of Troy. But nonetheless, the city really has to look at its population densities and understand that the law requires them to be in those population dense areas for at least one of the polling places that they choose. So even though it may appear that the county is trying to suppress the votes of minorities, doesn't matter to us. They need to follow the law as it's stated in the early voting requirements that were passed by the state.
So what's the next step on this?
Well, the next step are a lot of negotiations. We're considering all of our options, including our legal options with the county. All of this takes time, and so we're warning people that for early voting this election cycle, we may not be able to succeed. We're hoping that the county, sees that the polling places that they've chosen are not appropriate, that one should be in the city of Troy, and that they will voluntarily change the voting location. But if not, we'll see what we can do to compel the county to do so. The county has, done some things that are very concerning to the people in the state of New York. It's certainly not as progressive. We think it's actually even regressive in some of its political stands of late. And so we hope that the communities get together and start talking to their county legislators and making it clear what their positions are so that they feel like they're in a friendly county that's welcoming to people instead of one that wants to shut their border down.